The holidays. Sparkling lights, crackling fireplaces, cheerful, happy families. Okay, maybe not all those family scenes are so cheery, especially when they come from Hollywood. Sure, Jimmy Stewart, he had a wonderful life. But think about Bruce Willis stomping through holiday airports in Die Hard, or, God forbid, Macaulay Culkin abandoned in Home Alone. Our movie critic Bob Mondello has seen them all, and he's put together a Christmas list of his own, the best dysfunctional family Christmas scenes ever. You can find the full list at our website, npr.org. I have Bob here. Bob, now that's a cheery way to get into the holidays.
Well, I gotta say, I go to see these movies every year. Every year there's at least one Christmas picture, right? Like Elf or something like that. Mm-hmm. And every year you dutifully go to them. This year I went to three, and they were all dysfunctional families. And I thought, ooh, that's interesting. There was Four Christmases, which actually goes to four separate dysfunctional families. Nothing for the Holidays, which is a sort of a Latin American version of that. And A Christmas Tale, which is the most dysfunctional family you've ever heard of in France, headed by Catherine Deneuve. And I just thought, oh my goodness, what is with this? And I started thinking about other movies, and frequently movies that are not about Christmas but that have Christmas scenes use those scenes to sort of undermine the family. Huh. And I thought that was really kind of an interesting thing.
These are a lot of dysfunctional families here.
Well, that's true.
Okay, I looked down the list. I have seen a few of them. Several of them I have not seen.
Okay.
The one that jumps out to me is Gremlins?
Well, remember, it takes place at Christmas time. And there is actually, I mean, because of that, there's a whole lot of Christmas stuff around that the Gremlins can hide in.
Yeah.
And at one point, there's a kind of an amazing scene where they go caroling.
Let's listen.
Christmas carolers. I hate Christmas carolers. Screeching voice, little blue snippers. I warned you,
Brad! You remember? They're kind of wonderful. This takes the saccharin out of Christmas.
It
really
sure
quickly.
Does. Putting a gremlin in a blender
totally.
Sure does. Okay, the next one on the list, Love Actually. This is I love this movie. I really do.
Well, it's very sweet. The scene I picked was actually something that was cut from it, but that is on the DVD extras.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a scene, Emma Thompson, you remember, finds out that her husband is fooling around on the side, or at least making eyes at someone on the side. And so things are kind of rough at home. They're also rough in her son's school. He has written an essay about what he would wish for Christmas. Everybody else was wishing for world peace, for, you know, somebody to get better, mm-hmm. who's sick. And he made a rather strange wish.
I've thought extremely hard about what I would wish for at Christmas. But after long consideration...
You misspelled consideration.
Sorry.
Right.
After long consideration, I've decided this is my Christmas wish. That just for one day, you could see people's farts.
Well, it's just so real, isn't it?
It is real. I mean, it's a real little kid moment. I just think it's really cute. And the way that scene resolves, I mean, you know, a lot of things go on during the scene, and she is, of course, appalled for the benefit of the teachers and things. But the way it resolves is so heartwarming, and it's just so wonderful. And it is what Christmas is about, you know? It just is.
Now, you have, Bob, put on this list a true classic, the movie Meet Me in St. Louis, which
it
has
is.
In it a Christmas moment of all times.
Well, it totally does. The song Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, which you think of as this lovely saccharine song that you sing at Christmas time. What a lot of people forget is the context of it in the movie. Remember, the family, the Smith family, is going to have to leave St. Louis, and they're going to have to move to New York, and all the girls are just miserable. And so Judy Garland sings this song to cheer up Tootie, played by Margaret O'Brien, and little Tootie sits in this whole thing with tears streaming down her. It's the saddest moment.
No.
It's gorgeous, but it's a loving family that is having this dysfunctional moment.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
NPR's movie man Bob Mondello, have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Well, thank you. And while we're at it, let's invite all the people to, if you go to the website,
mm-hmm.
you can actually vote for your own favorite terrible moments.
Oh.
And there's another movie poll there to vote for the best pictures of the year.
All of this at npr.org/movies.
Oh.
once again.